the London service from Towton, although they say Towton a freight depot, it was mainly a coal distribution depot. A better word than freight, actually, because coal was the main movement in Towton. When you think of all the little stations up the Erriwash where had their colliery, and all that coal used to come into Towton, and all the traffic that was for London used to be run direct into Stamgate sidings. We would then sign on at Towton and prepare mainly a Garrett locomotive. The driver would oil it up, all the big ends and little ends and everywhere, all the oil receptacles, he'd fill all them up. The fireman would make sure of all the tools, detonators for protection, and do his work. And then you would take the locomotive up to Stamgate Sidings, where you would back onto some wagons, and mainly it was 79 load of coal, and then bring the train down to Towton Centre, where you would be relieved with a fresh set of men who took the train forward. But while he was in Stamgate, mainly, most times, your driver was same frame of mind as yourself. You'd have a shovel apiece and you'd start filling the back of the garret up with coal, and it took quite an amount of coal to fill it up to start with. But that was a normal procedure for the Brent service.
And so you would actually, on that particular ship, you would be employed preparing the train, taking it up to Stamgate, bringing it back again.
Yes,
we used, and that was on a cycle, presumably.
Yeah, we used to do that three times in a shift. We used to start at, one of the turns was midnight, we used to start, and three times up to Stamgate, and we'd be finished by 8 a.m. in the morning. There was all the London services went out at that time of day out to Stamgate.